Welcome to Torah Simcha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Foxbrenner, and today we will be learning Yeshayahu, Perek Nun Vav, Chapter 56. In the last chapter, the Navi urged us to return to Hashem in order that he bring the redemption. Here, the prophecy of redemption continues, specifically focusing on who will be included, assuring those who may be in doubt their essential belonging within the Jewish people. Ko Amar Hashem, Shimru Mishpat Va'asu Tzedakah. Hashem says, observe what is right and do what is just. Ki krova yeshuasi lavo v'tzidkasi lehigalos. For my salvation is close to coming and my righteousness will soon be revealed. The Talmud in Makos gives a list of prophets who condense the Torah into a descending number of statements. The second to last is Yeshayahu, who in this verse tells the people to observe justice and perform righteousness, narrowing down the amount of things that we need to do to only two things. According to Malbim, justice includes all of the commandments between man and his fellow man, and righteousness includes all commandments between man and God. Hence, they include all commandments together, and it is an apt condensing of the whole Torah. The prophet is telling the people to observe all the commandments toward man and toward God in order that the Messiah will come. Ki krova yeshuasi lavo. And he gives a perspective that will motivate us. The salvation is close to coming. Malbim explains that the way this is phrased is meant to remind us that the salvation of Hashem is always ready for us. It is not him or his desire to bring it that changes. It is us and our ability to receive it. It is contingent only on our behavior. And therefore, the Navi says, the salvation is here. It is close. We just have to push it over the edge, not create something from scratch. Just do what you need to do, and it's ready for you. Ashrei enosh yaseh zos uven adam yachazik ba. Fortunate is the man who does this, the man who holds on to it. Shomer Shabbos mechalalo, v'shomer yado me'asos kol ra, who keeps the Shabbos and does not profane it, and keeps his hand from doing any evil. This verse follows perfectly based on our explanation of the last. There is one commandment between man and God, Shabbos, and a general reference to commandments between man and man, v'shomer yado me'asos kol ra, keeps his hand from doing evil. It is not surprising that of all the commandments between man and God, Shabbos is the one that is mentioned here. Shabbos is called the sign between God and the Jewish people, symbolic of their entire relationship. This is the day on which we testify to the belief that God created the world and continues to create it constantly. More than that, Shabbos is called by the sages the mate of the Jewish people. Just as Shabbos is set apart from the days of the week, so too is the Jewish nation set apart from the other nations. This is also true in a natural causative way. It is the day of Shabbos on which we are separated from the mundane concerns of the world that make room to connect spiritually, and thus bring the service of God into our lives the whole week. The keeping of Shabbos is woven into the entire next section as a measure of devotion to Hashem. Now the Navi returns to pushing for the redemption to come. Who should yearn for that day? Val Yomar ben Echar Hanelva El Hashem Lemor, Havdel Yavdilani Hashem Me Alamo. Let the foreigner who has attached himself to Hashem not say, Hashem will keep me apart from his people. Val Yomar Hasaris Hainani Eit Yavesh. And let the barren one not say, I am a withered tree. Here the prophet references two groups of people who may be hesitant to desire the coming of Mashiach, converts and the childless. Converts will suspect that they will not be considered full-fledged members of the Jewish people and will be separated from them when the Jews are exalted over the other nations, of whom they used to be a part. The childless might think to themselves, I have not fulfilled my purpose in perpetuating the Jewish people, and I am therefore doomed to be forgotten. Why should I try to improve my ways? The prophet assures them both that they are essential parts of the Jewish people, and full-fledged members of the nation. Ki cho amar Hashem l'sarisim. So says Hashem, first to the childless, who fear that they have not contributed to the purpose of the world, asher yishmeru es shabbosai, uvacharu ba'asher chafatzti, the ones who keep my Shabboses and have chosen what I desire, meaning all the commandments, umachazikim bivrisi, and hold fast to my covenant and their commitment to Torah, v'nasati lahem bivesi uvachamosai yad, I will give them power within my home and my walls. Vashem tov mibanim umibanos, and a good name that is even better than children. Shem olam etein lo, asher lo yikares. I will give them an everlasting name which will never perish. Radak explains that Hashem gives a special promise to those who don't have physical children. Of course, their actual deeds leave an indelible spiritual imprint upon the world. But because they don't have biological children to perpetuate their names, Hashem will ensure that others know of their deeds and recount them from generation to generation, making sure that they are not forgotten, and allowing them to contribute to the eternal growth of the Jewish people. Now the Navi turns to the convert. Uvnei ha-nechar nelvim al Hashem, l'sharso lava eshim Hashem, l'yos lo lavadim, and to the strangers who attach themselves to Hashem in order to serve him and to love the name of Hashem and to be servants to him. Kol shomer shabbas mechal lo machazik berisi. Again, what's the measure of their devotion to Hashem? All those keep Shabbos and do not profane it, and all who hold fast to my covenant. Bahavi osim el har kadshi. I will bring them to my sacred mountain. Vesimachtim beveis tefilasi. And I will rejoice with them. I will make them rejoice in my house of prayer. Oloseihem vizivcheihem l'ratzon al mizbechi. Their karbanos, their burnt offerings and sacrifices will be welcome on my mizbeach, on my altar. Kivesi beis tefila yikarei l'chol ha'amim. For my house should be called a house of prayer for all people. The simple meaning of this verse is that when the redemption comes, they will be included and welcomed like everyone else. Abravanel adds that the first clause, the Heviosim El Har Kodshi, refers not to the Temple Mount, as one might think, connected to the rest of the verse that speaks about sacrifices, but it speaks about all the land of Israel. Hashem says he will bring them there like all other Jews, in that he will give them a portion of the land when we return there after the redemption, even though they have no ancestors from whom to inherit. Ne'um Hashem Elokim mekabetz nidchei Yisrael. Thus says Hashem, who gathers all the dispersed of Israel. Ora kabetz ala v'nikpatav. I will gather still more to those who already gathered, meaning the converts as well. Kol chayaso sadai esayu le'echol kol chayaso bayar. All beasts of the field come and devour the beasts of the forest. Mahari Kra explains that this verse is still speaking about the converts. The beasts of the field are peaceful animals. Those are the non-Jews who have recognized Hashem and joined the people through conversion. In this world, they are less powerful and even fearful of their former brothers. But when the redemption comes, they will be a full part of Israel and will be victorious in fighting against those who oppose us. And they will, of course, be victorious because then it will be spiritual and not physical power that will prevail. After entreating us to do our part in bringing the redemption and verifying that this applies to all parts of the Jewish people, the Navi laments that the people of his time are not listening, especially the leaders. In verse 10, the Navi describes that the leaders are supposed to be the watchmen of the people. It is their job to be alert and pay attention to the pitfalls and dangers of the people's behavior. But the Navi calls them blind and mute, unable to see what is coming, and not calling upon the people to repent. They are laying down because ohavei lanum, they love to sleep. They love their inertia and inaction, and are uninterested in heeding the calls to change. And still referring to the leaders, the Navi describes the haklavim azei nefesh, the dogs are greedy, lo yadu sav'a, they know no satiety. And they are supposed to be shepherds, but they do not know what it is to give heed. They don't know how to lead the people. Everyone has turned his own way. Every last one only seeks his own advantage. The leaders are doing what is good for themselves and not as is their obligation to serve the people. And they say to the people, Esayu ekayayin, come, and I will get wine. V'nisba'a shechar, let's drink together. V'hayaka ze yomachar gadol yeser ma'od. And tomorrow will be just the same as today, or even better. The leaders assure the people that nothing will happen, and they have no reason to change. The leaders themselves are comfortable in their positions of power, and therefore they placate the people by telling them that everything is fine. This is, of course, tempting for everyone to hear, So, besides a select few, they take the flattery and remain complacent. This will lead to temporary crisis that we will read about in the next chapter. Thank you for learning together. Le'ilui Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.